Well, we've made a new friend. His name is Scott Phillips. He is the Motley Fool Chief Investment Officer and host of the Good Oil Podcast on Listener, LISTNR. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. When you say made friends with a finance person, you know people are going to switch off. Anyway, let's not mention it. I hope people weren't listening out of the song and they'll start listening now. We should be okay.
No, this is why we've got you, Scott, because, you know, if I go to the Motley Fool, I've got to admit, it's not my type of website. It looks like, you know, there's a lot of finance stuff. There's a bit about ASX. There's all this stuff I don't understand. And that's why we would love you to break down what is happening to our petrol fuel prices?
Oh, mate, isn't it out of control? Yes. Over $2 again, what, $2.10, $2.15 around the place. So here's the thing. The challenge, unfortunately, is that we've got two things happening at the same time. The oil price, despite taking a dip about a month or two ago, is almost back to the highs at the outset of the war in Ukraine. So that's the first thing. The second thing that makes it worse is the Australian dollar is falling. Now, when we import stuff from overseas, if the dollar is higher, we get it cheaper. If the dollar is lower, it costs us more. That we know that when we go overseas, right? You only want to go overseas when the dollar's up around at 90 cents or a buck. When it's down at 60, you're getting not $1 for every almost two we put out. So those things happening at the same time have seen the petrol price again go back to where it was and in some cases getting close to higher.
So, Scott, you know, be honest with us. Do you think fuel, you know, or service stations, fuel companies are honestly reflecting what's happening or they're just having a laugh?
That's a really good question. Generally, I get painted as the business guy, right? So, Ted Bannerman, I want to say what I'm about to say, because I'm going to say I don't think they are taking us for too much of a ride. Okay. If you look at the profits of these guys, particularly the refiners over time, it said so that the oil price is set globally, right? Everyone on the market, it's a single commodity, it's a barrel of oil, everyone knows what it is, and it's at the same price no matter who we get it from, where it comes from, which company sells it, which company buys it, same price. At the refining level, the fuel refiners, sometimes they make a lot of money. Sometimes they don't make any money. Sometimes they lose money. So overall, while we like to kind of think we're being taken for a ride, and look, we know the petrol price all over the place. We know the games that they play. Generally speaking, there's not all that much money being made by these guys relative to the price of petrol. So, sometimes they'll make an extra bit. And frankly, it's a bit like banks' interest rates, right? When rates go up, they pass them on straight away. When they come down, they're slow to pass them on. That's true with petrol as well. But overall, if you look at their finances, they're not making so much money. You kind of think, hey, gotcha, there's evidence of us being screwed. It's pretty much relatively legitimate. Let me put it that way. There's times when it's bad. But
that's the bit that sucks about it. It's much like when you get done by a speed camera. People are like, okay, fair play, cops, but you hit it behind a bush. People don't like that. I feel I get that these things might change, but the fact that we arbitrarily choose whether it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday in a two-week pay cycle and suddenly it drops by 50 cents or goes up by 50 cents, that's the thing that I'm like, you can jam it. Like, that's the bit that's not fair.
Totally. And I think that's it. If you look at diesel, for example, versus unleaded. And if you drive a diesel car, you'll know it's much, much less volatile than unleaded. Now, unleaded tends to, as you say, it goes that, you know, whack it up on a long weekend, whack it up certain days of the week when people are getting paid. Competition isn't working. So let me also say, as much as I say that the petrol companies aren't making a squillion, if competition was working properly, these things would happen far, far, far more quickly. Mm-hmm. And governments have tried it. Motoring organizations have tried it. You know, if you're not using one of those apps, by the way, grab the apps. There's plenty of them around. Grab an app and use it, because the opportunity to save some money, even by, what's in the next suburb? What's the couple of streets over? They know if you're going to drive home. They know you're going to drive home on a certain route. They know which stations are before theirs and which ones are after theirs. And so they just put the price, they're going to manage the price as best they can. So they're all making as much as they possibly can, let's be honest. More often than not, competition kind of works. But if it was working properly, we would see really sudden, quick changes when the oil price changes. That simply isn't the case,
Scott,
unfortunately.
We're speaking with Scott Phillips. He's Motley Fool Chief Investment Officer, host of the Good Oil Podcast on Listener. We're talking about fuel prices at the moment. Just quickly, mate, because we're running out of time, but it was obviously a big enough issue for people, cost of living and all that, for the government to walk in and go, we are going to cut the 40-cent excise by half. Just quickly, do you think that worked?
It did, because it brought down the price of petrol by 20 cents. So add 20 cents to whatever we'd be paying now. That's how much we'd be paying if they hadn't changed it. So by definition, it worked a little bit. Does it solve the overall problem? No. Is it worth the hit to the federal budget? Probably not. But it's better in my pocket than theirs, I suppose.
Wow, gee, that fortnight of fuel excise relief really, really made a difference.
No, man,
that sort of 10-day window that we had, dreamy.
Flight be on holidays.
Scott, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Scott Phillips, Motley Fool Chief Investment Officer. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5, 20 past 7. Just quickly, looking around the place, the cheapest fuel that I can see just on the Fuel Watch website is $1.77.9 at Forest Field at the Fast Fuel 24/7. But you can pay an average around about $2.10 per litre.
Yeah.
And if it makes you feel better, we were talking this morning that New Zealand are currently paying $3.15 a litre.
Yes, apparently, comparatively, we are quite good.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Stay with us.